quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station KSHP in Las Vegas, SMSN in the state of Indiana. Our co-host Art Source with us at 128 years of age. Laura's off tonight. She's celebrating the Dodgers beating the Pirates 2 out of 3. Hopefully Mark Mancini will join us. A couple of guests tonight on Sports Overnight America. The first All-Star game written by Randall Sullivan. The most interesting thing, go back to 1933. Gary Reasons was a linebacker, All-Pro a couple times with the Giants. He's written an interesting book, Reasons to Believe. It's a positive look at the world and the way it is in 2026. It's got to be a very good book, and it is. All right, what can we talk about? Well, this is the headline in USA Today from Nancy Armour. USC has lost World Cup with its greed and hostility. One more time. USC has lost World Cup with its greed, hostility. All right. From FIFA's point of view, they can't lower the prices, they say, because if we lower the prices, people will buy them and just resell them. So what does that mean? I'll gamble. There's tickets are now costing, in some cases, for the final game, $75,000. Give me a break. Now, meanwhile, Trump, of course, is doing what he always does. He's acting like a blank, 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 blank. People from the dark countries, the brown countries, having a hard time getting here. We know about the referee situation. He will be doing a game, but certainly not in Australia, but not in the United States of America. That's not what the World Cup is supposed to be. It's sort of a way of competition, certainly, but it's also a way of getting countries together. And our Donald doesn't do that, as you know. All right, let's talk gambling, gambling, and gambling. Brandon Sorpas, Texas Tech. Texas Tech wants to play him, and the Big 12 said, you're not playing him. And so there's going to be a legal thing. But the problem is the judge that's ruled in his favor so far is from Lubbock, Texas. The next four judges, guess what? All from Lubbock, Texas. So how is Texas Tech going to lose in this circumstance? You'd have to go up and up and up and up. We're not going to have time to do that. He's probably going to play. Do you think the NFL would allow him to play? I don't think so. I think they'd come up with something. Like baseball and more baseball. The two best teams in baseball, the Braves and the Dodgers, have as many injuries I've ever remembered the first 40% of the season. Dodgers don't have Glasnow, don't have Snell. They lost Mookie for the first 30 games. They don't have either.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DevoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As AI transforms how work gets done, a new IBM CEO study finds success will depend on how quickly organizations redesign their workforce. CEOs agree people are the priority. 83% of CEOs say AI success depends more on people's adoption than the technology. But many organizations are still struggling to redesign roles, build new skills, and rethink how teams collaborate. This gap is already showing up in the workplace. CEOs say only 25% of employees are using AI as part of their jobs, even though 86% believe their workforce have the skills to collaborate with AI. Looking ahead, CEOs expect the impact on jobs to accelerate. By 2028, 29% of employees may need reskilling for different roles, while 59% will likely require upskilling to perform their current roles more effectively. The findings suggest the real challenge isn't just adopting AI, it's aligning jobs, skills, and ways of working with the speed of AI transformation. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos to stylish shoes and more, plus 20% off across the store, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Offer ends June 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
The burrito is fire.
Hi, this is Maya.
And I'm Antonio. And the little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito
is that it fuels our morning.
It's the full package.
You have the chicken, you have the eggs, and then you add these hash browns for a nice little crunch.
The chicken's always nice. It's crispy, it's juicy. And the cheeses, they melt together in a beautiful way.
And it gives me energy. It's perfect.
Order the Chick-fil-A hash brown scramble burrito and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. Later, Randall Sullivan will be with us. And later, Gary Reasons, a linebacker for the New York Giants a long time ago. Reasons to believe he'll be with us. And you're with us at Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Mark, I don't know if you should be in a good mood or a bad mood. The Dodgers take 2 out of 3. Dodgers score 28 runs against your Pirates this week. Any comments, Mark Mancini?
Well, I did the Pirate show this morning with those guys, and I basically said there was only one game played. The other two were rainouts, so I think we won the series. We won the middle game of the series. I don't know what happened on Tuesday and yesterday, Fred.
What's a heck of a comeback, though, in game two, I got to tell you. That surprised me.
Hey, two things stood out in that series from a positive sign.
Yeah.
The Pirates torched that Dodger bullpen that was so invincible before they got to Pittsburgh. And the second thing is they got Shohei Ohtani's ERA from 0.74 to 1.06. Oh, so I don't think he's fooling anybody outside of Pittsburgh yet.
Heartbreak. Art, Wednesday was quite a day in the world of sports. In basketball, of course, the Spurs up by 29, lose to the Knicks. In baseball, as indicated, Pirates down 6-1. They lose 9-8 to the Dodgers. The Giants down 9-1. Yeah. They win 10-9 in their game against Washington. Upset Wednesday right here.
Padres, too.
Sports Overnight America. It was an unbelievable
day. It was crazy. I got to tell you one thing, though, you guys. The Dodgers are a balanced team. I was looking at the run differential. They're leading baseball with a 143 run differential. They're 22-12 at home, 22-13 on the road. And yes, the Pirates have played great this year. There's a few other teams. Milwaukee's playing good baseball. I think you got to take your hats off to the Atlanta Braves, although they had a little bit of a rough stretch here in the last few. But I got to tell you, it seems to me like the National League is very dominant when you compare American League teams to National League teams. But I got to take my hats off to the first place team in the American League Central, the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Who would have saw that coming down the pike?
Not even Steve Stone. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. In a few minutes, Reasons to Believe, the book by former linebacker for the New York Giants, Gary Reasons. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, Fred, I wanted to touch on the Knicks. And, you know, I can't help
but think it was fixed, don't you?
I still think something smells outside of New York there, because I don't know how you have a team down by 29 and then all of a sudden you can't hit a
pass. Popovich ain't on the bench.
And then they're throwing eggs at
Wembanyama. Have you ever heard of that coach ever before? Really, be honest with me, Mark.
No.
The coach of San Antonio?
John.
And I mean, I got to tell you, Popovich to me, along with well, I mean, you got to put the Knicks and the Lakers great coach Phil Jackson in there, Red Auerbach, you know. But the bottom line is you might be right because the NFL got great – I mean, the NBA got great ratings. They had 25 million people watching that game. And you know what I noticed for the first time in 20 years?
What?
There was defense being played on both ends of the court.
Yeah.
It was great to see.
Yeah, but, Artie, if San Antonio wins, it'd be ho-hum. If the Knicks win, they turn that into Mardi Gras.
Look at New York City. I just hope they don't win it at home in New York City because we may lose New York City.
All right. Let's play Barron Sports Trivia tonight on Sports Overnight America. Art, at 128 years of age, you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
You better believe it, baby.
What legal medicinal product are you taking to answer these questions correct, Lee?
We got the Prevagen Professional Edition. It's fantastic. Really does wonders for the memory. It helps. Hey, I blew right through the old crossword puzzle today like I was standing still. It was wonderful. And you know, Fred, at my age, I need all the help I can get.
128, I understand that. All right, Barron Sports Trivia. Let's start with Mr. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. Mark, oldest batting champion in the National League history. Who might this be?
Wow.
I said wow, too.
I want to see the oldest batting
in the last quarter. He did it in the last quarter of a century.
Okay, because I was gonna go back to Mr. Cobb, maybe.
That's too tough. Last quarter of a
century. I would say Tim Raines, Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn.
National League.
Talking National League.
I'd have to say Tony Gwynn.
Art, is it Tony Gwynn, the oldest National League batting champ?
You know, I got to go with Mark on this one. I actually do, because Tony was so consistent for so many years.
Yeah.
We're probably wrong, but I'm going to go with Mark on this one.
You're definitely wrong.
Fred McGriff?
I'll give you a hint. He at first played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But he didn't set the record as a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds hit 361 and
wow.
204.
I didn't think you'd throw a Barry Bonds call in there on me, Fred.
All right.
Yeah,
Art,
I gotcha.
Art, another question or two. Barron Sports Trivia. Otis Cy Young winner. Who might that be?
Oh, I know this one.
National League or American League?
I think it's just the oldest period.
I know this one.
Oh, yeah? Okay, then go ahead. Intervene.
Go ahead, Mark.
I think it's Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton. He certainly won it with three times, so it could have been him.
I think it's Steve Carlton.
Art, was it Steve Carlton?
I'm going to go with the one brown eye and one blue eye, Max Scherzer.
Okay, who should retire at this point, right? I don't think there's any question. He's out a month, then I could hit him right now.
You'd be butting all the way around him.
I'll give you a hint. The oldest Cy Young winner, his son is playing in the majors right now.
Nolan Ryan.
Gaylord
Perry. No, his son is, well, it's not Nolan Ryan, though.
Gaylord Perry.
Roger Clemens, 42 years of age.
Oh, Cody Clemens. Wow. There you go.
All right, let's ask another one if I can
Roger the Dodger.
Yeah.
All right. To win the earned run average award, the lowest earned run average in baseball, Mark, how many innings must you pitch during the season to win it? Because like a reliever can't pitch 10 innings all season and get the award. How many innings must a pitcher throw to get the earned run championship? What do you think, Mark?
I think it's about – it's going to be anywhere from about 75 to 125.
I was going to say 72, but
– How many games in a season?
162.
And that's the answer. Right here.
Wow.
I love it. That's fantastic. Hey, you know what, though? While we're talking about ERA, the year that Bob Gibson had in 1970.
68.
What was his ERA? 1.13?
Yeah.
I believe Vin Scully said the one game where he had the businessman special when he beat the Dodgers 1-0 in an hour and 20 minutes, he said he pitched like he was double parked.
Wow. Gibson or Koufax in the 60s, certainly the most dominant pitcher out there. All right, Mark, last Pittsburgh Pirate, your favorite team, to to hit more than 40 home runs. Who might this be? Last Pittsburgh Pirate hit more than 40 home runs.
It had to be Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Art, he's the world's worst sports handicapper. So do you think he's right on Barry Bonds or incorrect on Barry Bonds?
I like the call, but I don't think he hit 40 home runs prior to taking the HGH. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go with either Dave Parker, or even I was thinking recently. Oh, who was the center? I'm going to go with Dave Parker.
All right, we've got Dave Parker on the show before. He, of course, passed away right before his Hall of Fame induction. Mark, he's your favorite player. I'm surprised.
Oh, nobody's hit 40 since Willie Stargell left there?
1973 at 40.
Chicken on the Hill with Will.
Now, you see, Mark, why we consider you the world's worst handicap.
I got to say a quick story about Willie Stargell. When I was working for Mizuno, and, you know, they were the champions that one year at the end. He had the old rocking chair 79. In the clubhouse. And I got to tell you, Willie saw some of the Mizuno wood. And he said, can you guys make us a bat? And we had the traveling workshop. So we made him three bats, and he absolutely loved them. And he had a contract with Adirondack at the time, so he couldn't really use them. But, he gave us a little bit of feedback. What a wonderful man this guy really was. I mean, he loved the community, loved the people. Just a great leader all around, man.
I wonder, Fred, did you guys interview him? I mean, I never interviewed him, and man, warming up with that sledgehammer and the on deck.
He pinwheeled that bat, it was just incredible, man.
We're going to take a break and come back with Gary Reasons. You remember, linebacker for the Giants.
He had a hit on Bobby Humphrey in the snow in Denver that I'll never forget ever.
Reasons to Believe is his latest book, An Inspirational Path to Winning. And we'll talk about winning and sports and politics and whatever. Gary Reasons next on Sports Overnight America.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Mark, with Art. I am Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. I know you've heard the name Gary Reasons for many, many years. He's an old guy, too. Not as old as Art at 128, but he's pretty old. Linebacker in the NFL Giants, two Super Bowl championships. He's written an inspirational path to winning, Reasons to Believe, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys, and let's have some fun here. What's going on today?
Well, let me ask you a question first of all. You played for two of the best coaches in the history of the NFL, Parcells and Belichick. What did they have to do with your feeling of winning, 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 and the positive aspect in life that you definitely have?
Well, you certainly hit it on the head. I mean, those were two very good mentors that I had, and certainly what I took away from those two guys especially was really kind of how I've run my life, how I've done things, for basically forever. So when you learn those basic principles about, what's trust and what is leadership and what is culture, and you kind of put all that together about who you're going to be and what you're going to do in life, it's really impactful. And so a winning culture, a winning team, that winning attitude with Parcells and what he created with us was great. And obviously Bill Belichick with his work ethic and his mindset to play championship caliber football at the NFL level. It inspired us. And, we had a bunch of guys back then that just kind of pulled together, and that team really, really is key to it. And, this is our 40th anniversary of our Super Bowl 21 victory. So the first Super Bowl championship of the Giants, we're going to celebrate it again here. I just got my invite. We're going back October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Fourth being the celebration in the stadium with the Giants. So that'll
Gary,
be fun.
Gary, our co-host, Art Source, played for the Rams, or he kicked for the Rams in the early 1980s. Art, you're on with Gary.
And my dad played for the Giants back in the 50s under Vince Lombardi when he was the defensive coordinator. Now, you got to tell me, a guy like Crowley from Crowley, Texas, gets a chance to go play for the New York Giants, and you got to play those Dallas Cowboys every year. And I know you're pretty much ensconced in the Dallas area now as a sportscaster and doing your thing. But tell us a little bit about that 1990 NFC Championship game. One of the great games of all time, 15-13, you guys beat the 49ers. But there was a key play in the fourth quarter, and I want you to talk to the folks out there about that play.
Yeah, it really is. We were behind in the ball game, and, it was a tough defensive struggle, much like the games were back in the 80s and early 90s. So, but that in Candlestick Park against the 49ers, the NFC Championship game, I'm the fullback on our punt team. So we were about to punt the football, and I audible at the line of scrimmage to call a fake punt. And it was awesome. It worked perfectly. It was just like we had drawn it up and practiced it. And it worked. It worked pretty well.
You rumbled for about 30 yards, didn't you?
Yeah, I ran for 30 yards. And so we got to set us up for a field goal, and we went on to win the game. So that was one highlight of my career. There's no doubt about that.
That's fantastic.
Gary Reasons, our guest. Reason to Believe, Inspirational Path to Winning, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Mark, you're a religious guy. You're on with Gary Reasons.
Yeah, Gary, when I look at defenses and everything, I'm a Pittsburgh boy. I can't help but think of that Jack Lambert and Ham and all those guys back there. I mean, the league has changed to a certain extent, but man, playing some of these guys and you having Lawrence Taylor there in your neck of the woods, I mean, if they knocked you, I mean, you were knocked into probably Saturday and it'd take you a couple of weeks to recuperate.
Mark, ask him about the hit on Bobby Humphrey, helmet to helmet, in the snow, in Denver. I mean, that's one of the colossal hits of all time.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, by the way, I was right by that fence that bridge that you have in your background a couple of weeks back. I was actually in Pittsburgh doing a keynote speech for FedEx, and it went over great. And we actually caught a ball game there. And you know where those bridges are across that river there. So right there, I'm just saying, hey, I know that place. That's pretty cool. Well, you know, we had some great teams. Obviously, teammates like Harry Carson, George Martin,
oh,
Lawrence
God,
Taylor.
Harry Carson.
I mean, just kind of legendary players. You know, and our quarterback Phil Sims was a guy who was aspiring to be great,
that,
and he that, did.
That first Super Bowl that you played in, Phil Sims, to my opinion, played one of the great games of all time in the Rose Bowl. I mean, I don't know if I think he was 22 out of 25 or something crazy like that.
I think you're right on. Yeah, that was a record then. It still stands today in Super Bowl caliber championship play. And you know, Phil really had a tremendous growth from his – when I came in 1984 with the Giants had been a losing team prior to that. But ever since myself, Carl Banks, and a couple other guys with our defense, and, you know, we took off, you know, and it showed – and Sims back then was really just emerging as a guy who Parcells was beating over the head constantly berating him in practice and everything to just be controlled. And Phil learned how to be controlled in what the offense was trying to do. And he didn't make mistakes, which was great for us. And, you know, when you play mistake-free football, it usually bodes well for that team.
Talking to Gary, you know, reasons to believe. Gary, I have to ask you, in this world of 2026, I think we have definitely need some positive thoughts. Where'd you come up with this idea? Obviously, you make speeches around the country, have for years, did TV. But where'd you come with this idea for this book?
Well, it really is kind of grounding. And so reasons to believe, you know, just think of it. Take my name. And
I love it.
Here's a little picture of the old of the actual book. So you guys can pick it up on Amazon. No problem there. What it is, it's really a compilation. It's not a sports memoir. It's really about leadership traits. And I tell it through a sports lens, from a player's perspective, a broadcaster's perspective, and even I weave in some of the some business stuff with my business career. So I tell all of the, take all of the takeaways that we've learned over our sports careers and business careers, and I've taken those little nuggets out. And you'll read about culture, you'll read about team, you'll read about aspiration.
Accountability.
Huh? You know,
accountability.
You bring up
there's no doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
You know, you bring up an interesting thing, Gary, because my dad was a sergeant in the Marines, so I had a heck of an upbringing. But when you play for a Parcells, a Belichick, a Riley, some of these guys that demand expertise and you know, excellent across the board, it takes a certain type of an individual to play for these guys. Am I right or wrong?
Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, you don't really know who you're getting and what you're going to, who you're going to be with when as a player. You draft and those players come in there. And so here's what Parcells' superpower is. Bill Parcells had the ability to kind of understand what it takes to make Gary Reasons and 50 other guys tick. What I mean by that is, how can he motivate us, and what can he do to get under our skin? And he did that constantly. And Bill was great at this too. He would be there early in the mornings in the locker room, and we'd talk to him, and he'd talk with players, and he would really get to know them, almost like a father figure in a sense to the guys. And I think everybody realized, hey, this guy he's genuine. But what he meant was what he said was what he meant, and he had ways to inspire each and every one of us. But he treated us all fairly, but he treated us all very, very differently because
treated
of his
you all
approach.
Fairly, terribly, everybody. Love
that. Gary Reasons, I say fairly, and I understand.
I don't
I'm
mean that
here.
In a negative way, Gary. I'm just saying that the difference between now and then with the kids is completely different. I mean, now you got to put your arm around them. I mean, in our era, they grab you by the face mask and say, "What the hell are you doing out there?" You know.
You know, Gary sometimes Reasons, the truth me, hurts, and you know, big annoy. It's loud mouth, and you know, hard coaching.
Right.
It's all about tough love, you know, and so you got to have tough love for your teammates and your players. And I think Parcells brought a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Are coaches coaching a little bit differently today? Yes, they have to. The culture has changed a little bit, and what you're getting with the professional athletes now is different. So, but you still have to connect with them. You've got to find a way to get into there and penetrate and try to make a connection with these guys. And then you can get them to be on your team, because coaches do one thing. They put players in a position for them to succeed on the field. That's all they do. That's their job description. That's all they need to do. And if they can't do that, and they can't get you to react because of what they're coaching and teaching, you know, it's not a fit.
Gary Reed, we've got about a minute left. I have to ask you this question. As a former New York Giant, second-year quarterback Jackson Dart takes a political stand. Is that going to harm him in the locker room, in your opinion?
I really don't think it's going to matter whatsoever in the locker room. I mean, it's more on the media side. It's more on just the, you know, the news side. All those things kind of wash out the window. They'll joke about it. They'll laugh about it. They'll bullshit about it. But no, it's not going to matter. But everything, you got to look, New York City, everything amplified. Everything has got a big lens on it. And he's got to remember that now. You know, he may have stepped in it a little bit right now, but that he'll learn from that and move forward. I don't see it impacting him anyway.
What are your thoughts on the Giants in the future here? Because I think they're an up and coming program. I think, you know, Harbaugh's going to bring back some discipline, some great things to that program.
Yeah, I think that Harbaugh is a great fit. I think that he has got obviously the credentials. When he stands in front of the room the very first day, he's a coach. You can sit back in those chairs and say, hey, I respect this man because he's been there, done that. And now let's learn from him to take what he's sharing with us to get us to the promised land. I like the talent that the lineup that the Giants, the draft was really good to them. I think they're looking at defense first now, and it's going to be a great defensive team if all things come together. And I think the offense is emerging. Jackson Dart, obviously, and then Cam Scatterby back. He got back this past week for camp.
Malik Nabers.
So those guys are going to come together, and it can be special.
Gary, in 30 seconds, and it's got to be 30 seconds or less, Phil Sims got fired by CBS a couple years ago. I thought he was excellent on TV. What do you think happened there?
You know, I think that Phil just kind of didn't like the vibe of what was going on in the studio. You know, he got relegated from obviously going out and being the game of the week for CBS to going into the studio. You know, there's really a different feel as a broadcaster. I've gone down that path, that same path, actually, and I've, you know, done both. And so that's something that I just didn't think that Phil liked it in the studio as much as he did out on the road and more close to the game. You're definitely closer to the game as a game broadcaster instead of a studio analyst. And kind of there's a little bit of a disconnect there. You're just reacting instead of actually seeing things happen.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos and stylish shoes to his favorite cologne and cool tech, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hi, Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's
that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car.
Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change.
Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba.
Again, we don't need the specifics.
Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted 2 lessons.
Okay.
But she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I love the All-Star Game. I grew up loving the All-Star Game, and I'll tell you why. 1947, Jackie Robinson, the first black player in baseball. In the 50s and the 60s, the National League dominated the American League in the All-Star Game. And being from a house of politics, at least my mother's side of it was, I really wanted the National League to win, and they almost always won. One time they had a streak, I think, of 9 out of 11 All-Star Game victories. Now let's go back to 1933. The first All-Star Game, Babe Ruth, FDR, and America at the Crossroads. Randall Sullivan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what gave you the idea of writing this? Obviously, Hitler was the chancellor of Germany at that point with his 37%. FDR here in the United States, depression was just about over, but who knows? Ticket prices were low for baseball, but they weren't selling at all. And then Arch Ward came up with this idea, the first All-Star Game. Talk about it.
Well, how the book started was me feeling not very good about the state of the country and thinking, you know, we've come through worse things. And one of those was the Great Depression. Began to read about the Great Depression and realized that things sort of bottomed out and began to come back in the late spring of 1933, early summer. Aside from the policies of the new Roosevelt administration, the two most significant events were the Chicago World's Fair and this baseball game that was played as an exhibition as part of the World's Fair. And I realized that, you know, initially, well, you know, the fact that that coincides with sort of the turning point when America began to rise again, I think, and the more I read about it, I realized that game was more than a game. It did kind of uplift the country and give them this feeling of, you know, how good it feels when everything comes together and we're all on the same page. So I felt that was the next book.
FDR was not in favor of inflation, was he? All right. Art Source, you're on with Randall Sullivan. The book, of course, Amazon.com. Art, take it away.
Hey, Randall, great to have you on the show. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was, you know, Major League Baseball has been around since the 1860s with the Cincinnati Red Stockings. What got into Arch Ward and the hierarchy to come up with the concept of having the 33 All-Star Game? And I believe it was in Chicago's Comiskey Park. Am I right?
It was indeed. Well, everything was triggered, strange as it may sound, by an attempted assassination of Franklin Roosevelt. The assassin got off 5 shots, hit 6 people, but none of them were Roosevelt. One, however, was the mayor of Chicago.
Oh, no.
And he died about 3 weeks later. When he did, the sewer contractor who ran the city of Chicago at the time appointed Edward J. Kelly as the new mayor. And when Kelly became mayor, you know, he knew that this World's Fair was impending. Chicago was sort of stuck with it because they voted the bond on October 28th, 1929, the day before the stock market collapse.
Oh, my.
So Kelly thought, you know, he wanted to put some personal stamp on it, maybe some great athletic contest that would be, you know, part of the fair. He was thinking more horse race or boxing match, but he went to the publisher of the Chicago Tribune, who said, "My sports editor is the best promoter in the country. Let's bring him in." So Ward walked in and said, "No, it's got to be a baseball game between the best players in the American League and the best players in the National League." They told him, "Well, if you can make that happen, do it."
I love it.
Mark Mancini, you're on with Randall Sullivan, the first All-Star Game, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Mark, take it away.
Well, Randall, I'm about 20 years old, so I can go back. I can go back to the 70s as the best decade of baseball, but when you look at some of the All-Star games, Reggie Jackson's shot in Tiger Stadium on the roof, Dave Parker in the Kingdome throwing that rifle shot. You know, baseball has changed over the years. We've got different uniforms now in the All-Star game, but nothing quite can't quite compare to everybody being represented by their city and wearing the homes or the road uniforms. Any thoughts?
And bear in mind, in those days, you know, fans never got to see the great players from the two leagues on the same field together, except in the World Series. And there were a lot of great players who didn't make it to the World Series. So, I mean, the excitement for this game was tremendous. It got the national press gave it the biggest buildup they'd ever given to a sporting event up to that time, because everyone thought it was going to be a one-off. There would be this one-time game of the century, as it was known back before that was a cliche.
Some of the great players that you can recall playing in that game that people might not have ever heard of?
Well, they probably heard of Lefty Grove, but I honestly realized Lefty Grove was what a great pitcher. I mean, arguably the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball. I don't think anybody's ever been more dominant than he was at the
time.
Didn't
he strike out the first six guys or something like that?
Not that year, the next year.
Was it the next year? Okay.
The next year was Carl Hubbell's performance. And Hubbell, though, played in that first game, too. They were supposed to be the starters, but John McGraw and Connie Mack, the two managers, both changed things up at the last moment and started to give
different guys. So it got competitive, is what you're saying.
You know, Mack was really competitive. McGraw was, you know, he was old and tired and almost dead. So he didn't bring quite the same oomph to it. But
Randall, I wanted to say something. You know, I heard an interview with Reggie Jackson, and he said when he was playing the game, and I imagine even going back before him, he said the Hall of Fame was the greatest players inducted. Today it's now just good players. Any thought to that?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Major League Baseball has loosen too many standards. I mean, maybe I'm...
Ooh, you sound like Goose Gossage now. Did you hear what he said recently?
But I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of records, I mean, I don't know if they have a choice but to count, say, Barry Bonds records, but, you know, they don't count to me. And neither do the other, you know, guys who juice to get to break those records. So, I mean, I think they've started sort of, they've degraded what those records mean, you know, and you know, there's a number of other things, but in terms of the All-Star game, the thing that has most hurt it has been interleague play, because you know, there isn't this tremendous anticipation of the two leagues against each other.
And as a kid, Randall, what I looked forward to, because, you know, growing up, when I grew up, we couldn't see a lot of games on TV. I like seeing the fact that every team was represented and they wore their uniforms, which to me was really cool. Now we get these, I don't know what you want to call these uniforms. They look like softball uniforms in the All-Star game, and it drives me absolutely crazy because I'm a traditionalist. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I honestly loved it the way it was before. I mean, we're never going to get the kind of electric moments like, you know, Ted Williams, Homer, to, you know, in an All-Star game. We're not, you know, but we're certainly not going to get anything like we got in 1933, which was a one-off. And, you know, everybody was there to see Babe Ruth. Everybody knew he was at the tail end of his career, but seeing him rise to the occasion and be the star of that game, decide hit the first home run in All-Star history, and then win the game with a catch in the outfield was tremendously thrilling. I mean, the fans were delirious with happiness to see him do it.
Randall, let me ask you a question. Randall Sullivan with us, the first All-Star game, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. The Dodgers are now drawing 4 million. What were the Yankees drawing, let's say, in 1930 and 1931 and 1932?
They weren't drawing. In 1930, actually, the major leagues looked like they were going to survive the Depression. And so the Yankees did draw over a million that year. And I think the Cubs were the highest drawing team. It was like 1.4 million. But by 1932-3, it had dropped to about half. And the only tickets being sold were the cheap seats, bleacher seats. So all of the teams were losing money, and some were really struggling. Connie Mack, who is Philadelphia Athletics, probably had the greatest collection of talent
Jimmy Fox. Yeah.
Jimmy Fox, Lefty Grove, Mickey Cochran. I mean, they're great players. And he had to sell them all off to keep his team alive.
Randall, in the late 50s, here in Los Angeles at the Coliseum, when I was a very young kid, my dad would take me to the Dodger games. $1, $2, and $3. Wow. Any thoughts?
Well, you know, that was about the ticket prices in 1933, but a dollar was hard to come by then. And that was one of the big arguments against doing this All-Star Games. The fans can't afford it. They won't support it. But the whole country got behind it.
That game broadcast on radio as well?
It was. Yeah. And there is some film art that's left. And there is film you can find online of Babe Ruth's home run that's swing.
Awesome.
It's a magnificent thing to see. It really is.
You know, another thing I wanted to talk about, I know we're on the All-Star thing, but the players today, you know, we're looking at pitchers today. And, you know, I think some of these broadcasters are tripping over their shoelaces by saying Shohei Ohtani's the best thing since sliced bread. Obviously, he hasn't faced a Nolan Ryan, a J.R. Richard, or some of these other guys. How do you think he'd fare in back then with just Sandy Koufax or something?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to compare from different eras. I think it's unfair.
Yes, so
yeah.
Hard to do.
I mean, I think everybody should be judged in the context of the time. But I'll just say this about, I mean, Shohei Ohtani is great, but think about, I can't help but bring up Babe Ruth here again.
Yeah.
In 1920, his first season with the Yankees, Babe Ruth hit 54 home runs, which was more than all of the other teams in the American League.
Combined.
For Shohei Ohtani to have said that his first season in Dodgers uniform, he'd have had to hit 215 home runs.
But I will say 55 home runs and over 50 stolen bases is still a great, great Ohtani feat.
Ohtani's the only player who is even, to me.
Because I remember when 40-40 was something special and 30-30 was even considered special. But, you know, I watched him this last week in Pittsburgh, and I got to tell you, I would not want him stealing bases. I don't understand why Dave Roberts has him. I'd put a no stealing, and he hurt his knee trying to steal second base.
Yeah. I mean, but reigning in a player that great.
I know what you're saying.
Look, I think Ohtani has shown real greatness. He'd have to do it for another 15 years.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Randall Sullivan, we've got about a minute. I know you're very political. We're sort of political here on Sports Overnight America. Already, Netflix has taken away the home run derby from regular television. How long until the All-Star game goes by the wayside?
Becomes a streamer?
Yeah, I mean, it inevitably will. And, you know, they're already asking questions like, what can we do to, you know, sort of make the All-Star game as big an event as it used to be? And, you know, I was on
leave it alone.
They asked me that on the MLB network, and I said I don't think there's anything you can do. I mean, interleague play is, you know, it has changed that. So, but I think they may gimmick it up. You know, I think that's the problem.
They've done it in every other part of baseball. I mean, I don't know if you did hear about what Goose Gossage said the other day.
I did.
Oh, my goodness. You got to check it out and look it up. It's pretty incredible.
Okay, I will.
Randall Sullivan, I certainly enjoyed the book and have enjoyed the All-Star game, although it's going to be ruined if it's not on TV because I refuse to buy Netflix. The first All-Star game, Babe Ruth, FDR, and America at the Crossroads by Randall Sullivan, Amazon.com. Major bookstores everywhere. It's a heavy book, a heavy read, a great book, and a great read. Randall, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Great job.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Man. We'll be right back.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, I'd like to thank Randall Sullivan, the first All-Star Game, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, and of course, Gary Reasons, Reasons to Believe, Inspirational Path to Winning, also at Amazon, Amazon.com. And Art, what's on your hat? I quite can't make it out. Well,
this is a new concept in sports pubs. And friends, if you're looking for the next big business opportunity, these guys have changed the world. Join the winning team at the Horn Pub. Proven highly profitable sports pub with an innovative menu, award-winning wings, great drinks, and a world-class menu. Nonstop fun, franchise opportunities are available now. If you can dream of finding a successful sports pub, get yourself involved. All you have to do is contact Jim at info@hornpubpa.com. info@hornpubpa.com. to learn how you could be on the road to success and really enhance your community. It's a great, great idea, and it's awesome.
Mark Mancini, Braves, Dodgers, the best two teams in baseball. I think most people would accept that fact. Where would you rank your Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, everybody's starting to get behind them now. The MLB Network, if they can get another guy in the bullpen and a bat, watch out for the Pirates. You know, it's not how you start, it's where you finish. And I think there's quite a few teams in the National League, like already alluded to earlier, that are really darn good. Nobody's talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. Watch out.
They're having
them.
A great season, too. Yeah, exactly. I think they're the fifth or sixth, potentially the fifth or sixth best team in the National League. I believe there's six teams going to the playoffs this year, Fred.
Roll the dice and anything can happen. So,
you know, and they got a great young farm system. There's no doubt about that. But I'll tell you what, when you got to play the Braves three in a row and then you got to go play the Dodgers three in a row, you're going to wind up maybe, if you're lucky, winning two or three.
And then we didn't have Cruz and Connor Griffin either. So
that's the truth, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For Mark, for Art, for Mario, Laura will be back on our next show. Stay tuned for more All Night Long on Sports Overnight America.